Blog Talk Radio.
All praises, and just like that, we back. Good evening, good afternoon, good grand rising. Hello and shalom. So, as we see things materialize in ways that have never been seen before, we now, and honestly and truthfully, say that we are in the end of the era, the end of an epoch, the end of an age, the end of the times of the Gentiles. This isn't difficult anymore. Based on their lack of understanding, we see their systems disintegrate, denigrate, and fail. We don't need to look far to recognize that there's many errors in their thinking, in their actions, in their cause, and in their effect. These things now today is on front stage. We get to see it. The mind is a terrible thing to waste, as they told us. But they've wasted so many minds and so much time that they didn't even consider own demise. Now, that same demise is upon them, and they're struggling because they don't want to acknowledge that they have done anything wrong, which, mind you, they haven't. They did exactly what they were set on the earth to do. They've done it. There's nothing that they should be upset about. They came, they saw, and they destroyed, or in their mind, they conquered. Same thing. Depends on what side you're on and how you view that. If you are the conquered, you're not excited. If you are the conqueror, you're excited. So this whole view, this whole concept, the whole cognitive thought of reality over the past 400 years, but even longer than that, from the beginnings of the times of the Gentiles, which is said to be 686 BC, okay? So it's been going on, this undergird, this underbelly of contempt, confusion, degeneration has been going on for a long time. And they think, for whatever reason, which we know the reason, because they had never been checked. No one checked them. The Father never checked them because they were set upon the earth to do a certain thing. And that thing is being evident every day. You know, you see them killing people. And it's interesting because the older people who have been killing over the last couple of days, killing these young people, that's also a symbol. The old is killing the new, or the old is killing the young. And you know, you got people, oh, well, you know, it's mental illness. Listen. Those people, these people that are doing these deeds and that are dying off right now are baby boomers. Why is that important? Because if you think for a moment and you consider 90, 80, 70 years ago what was going on in our country, in the United States of what they call America, you would come to an understanding that those people today in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, in particular the 80s and 90s, those were the children in the pictures of the lynching. And this is deep because this is why they are going against the history. They don't want to show the history, which we know. They don't want to show their grandparents in these pictures. You know, when they were in their pride, They don't want to show them that. They don't want to show how they were happy and smiling. They don't want to talk about these things, which is understandable because they are heinous. Yet, their dilemma is that not only do they not want to talk about it, they don't want to acknowledge it. Therefore, they do not want to repent of it, which is what is metaphysically causing them problems today. And these problems is something that, hey, I can't help them with that. There's the only person the only being that's going to be able to help them with that is the Father. And they don't want to acknowledge the Father. Now they don't even want to believe, and I don't believe in that, you know. We religion, they want to throw our spirituality into their coffin of religion. And as they do that, they're perplexed because the Israelites, the true Israelites, are on the side talking about spirituality. And they're like, well, wait, what you talking about? That should be over here in this coffin with the rest of the religions. And we're going, no, we're separate from you. What? Oh, you're racist. No, we're not racist. We didn't create the race. We didn't create these. We have not created anything in this country, in this world system, to destroy ourselves. Now, we have been the ingenuity. We've been the engines. We've been the builders, the creators of the physical, but the mental aspect, we have not. So we built a house that they use for a jail. They created that concept of the jail to create, to put our people in it. So their agenda in having us create a building was in their mind systematically to create a jail against us. And that's everything. We built a school for them to go learn lies and trickery against us. We built a White House or a Congress, House of Congress for them to, in their mind, conjure up systems to go against us. And for some strange reason today, many of them, and I take that back, no strange reason, now that they have been blinded, as Israel was for a time, now that they are now blinded, they're struggling. They're chasing their shadows. Matter of fact, their shadows is overtaking them, and they don't know what's going on. It reminds me, I know, dating myself, but U2 back in the day, I used to always wonder about these songs that they were writing and what they really meant. Well, those songs and those writings, especially on Joshua Tree, a lot of that had to do with their demise. What they were seeing in the big scheme of things of the demise of, and of course they, they're talking Western philosophy, but we're talking Gentile civilization as a whole. And it's just interesting. It's interesting to me to see this time to be here, and I am very grateful and very thankful to do so, because every time I look around on TV or every time I look around and on social media, there's some issue going on with the Gentiles, whether it be political, whether it be educational, whether it be entertainment. It's like Jamie Foxx, he's hemmed up. Well, how did that happen? What's going on there? A lot of these people are coming out saying that they've been hemmed up. And, we're not gloating about any of this. No, the only thing that we're happy and gloating about is that we now get to be with our Father. We get to see him work. We get to be part of the awakening, which, mind you, is another scenario that they got going on. The whole concept of fighting against, you know, using wokeism in a liberal with these degenerate reprobates is a slap to our awakening, which is what they what they've been trying to do. You know, they've been trying to bring forth the, you know, to they have been trying to stop and criticize our awakening since we said we were awake, since we've been awoke. And now they want to put our awakening, which is something that they do, our grand rising of the awakening of the children of God, the dry bones waking up, they want to make it seem like it's about these transvestites or whatever they call themselves, she-men or what do they call it, trans, whatever, these trans people. They want to make it seem like that's being woke. No, that's sleep. That's a complete and utter sleep walking. It's a zombie. Because you have to be distorted and degenerate to decide in your mind that you are not who you were created to be. And that only happens in a degenerate, reprobate system. Porn all over the place. And they got human trafficking, which when they say human trafficking, they're talking about white girl trafficking, European, Caucasian people trafficked. They ain't talking about the they ain't talking about us. They could care less. They talking about their own sisters and moms and aunts and grandmas being solicited and trafficked in a pornographic system. And they want to act like somehow they, if the Christians and these other religions were sound, righteous institutions, that would never happen. But then we could take a step to the side and follow where that began, and we can even see why that's even the case today, because that's a debaucherous system set up by debaucherous people. And yet somehow when we say these things, because see, we have to remember that at this stage, you know, Brothers is talking about, you know, the metaphysics and talking about, you know, the spells that the Western society has brought upon the children of Israel. And it all makes sense, right? The father said, I got to judge these fools for what they did to my people, my inheritance, and my land. So, you know, when you look at when the judgment befalls them, those are the reasons. They can't get away from them because they have not been good stewards of anything, let alone even not good stewards of their own contract that they pun themselves by way of Yahawashah. And we talked about that last week. This is why there's no more needing to be said. We now get to, this is the Valley of Jehoshaphat, we get to now be like Jehoshaphat and see them destroy themselves. We get to sit back now, clean ourselves up, feng shui ourselves, get our minds ridden of the madness of a Gentile mind, and come back to the Father. Because that's our task at this point. That's our task. And look, this isn't, you know, it's funny to me because, you know, people get upset when you start talking like this, and what is going on here?
Your show now, press 1 to hear important instructions.
Man, I'm 22 minutes in.
Here soon.